A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, 21 past the hour here. David, Tony Mandrich. Boy, I tell you what, remember when he came out?
The hype, the glory.
Tuck that draft, that first round in 1989. Troy Aikman, then Tony was drafted. Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, and then Deion Sanders. What a hell of a draft.
Green Bay screwed that one up.
Whoa.
Imagine him and Brett Favre in the same backfield.
Man, unbelievable. But I know one guy who's on the line right now wouldn't screw that up, and that's Tommy Dreesen. How you doing, Tommy?
Oh, I've screwed up a lot of things. We don't have enough time to talk about the things I've screwed up.
Not as bad as Tiger.
Oh, boy.
You know, 80-something golf tournaments, isn't it funny? It's like that old crude joke that we can't tell on the air, but, you know, you do one thing, and that's what you're going to be remembered for the rest of your life. Well, of all the great things you do, you make one mistake, and there you go.
Why didn't he have two cell phones?
Yeah.
My wife looked at me this morning. She goes, "You know a lot about this." I said, "No, I've heard about it."
You know, men, what are we going to do? You know, if you see one rooster, you see 200 hens, right? You see one bull, you see 100 cows. We're prone to that. You know, we can't do anything about it. We're wired that way, you know.
And of course, I was telling my wife this morning, says, "We are the hunters, not the huntees. We are the hunters." We're talking with Tom Dreesen here, a comedian originally from Harvey, Illinois. I bet you're glad you're not in Harvey. You're down there in California now.
Well, only because of the weather. I mean, Harvey's a great place to have a summer home, I believe, you know, but the weather here, you can play golf 12 months out of the year in Los Angeles, and that's what I do, you know. But I'll be coming to Chicago. I'm coming to Chicago next week, as a matter of fact, for 1 week. We're doing the Chicago Sports Fans Profile Choice Awards that we do every year that I emcee.
Beautiful.
Where they honor the Bulls, the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Cubs, et cetera, every Chicago team. And so I'm doing that. And then I'm performing on December 12th, which is a Saturday. It's Frank Sinatra's birthday. So we're doing a big tribute to Frank out at the Arcata Theater in Joliet where I perform. And I'll have a Rat Pack group opening in front of me. And we'll have a good time.
You know, Tommy, you're from Chicago, and I got to know you a couple times now at the Illinois Fathers Institute. That was a great outing we had out there at McRae Country Club out in Barrington, and you got up there. I never laughed so damn hard in my life, David. You gave me some great material. Now with this Tiger thing, man, you've got a full boatload some more now here, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, there's a certain thing about, you know, I know Tiger, and I've done shows with him, and I've done things for his foundation. You know, and then, you know, I play golf on the Celebrity Players Tour.
Sure.
I'm one of the founders of the tour, and I'm on the board. So, I'm around those guys all the time. And I think there's a certain time that you just, you know, when everybody's beating up on you, you don't need someone else to beat up on you, especially somebody you think was a friend, you know. So I stay off of the Letterman jokes and the Tiger Wood jokes, you know.
Letterman can't comment about this after what happened to him a couple months ago.
Well, I mean, you can because you have to, because people are expecting that and you have to make a joke of it, but it's painful. I mean, it's painful for those guys. You know, you live in a rarefied air when you're a celebrity, not me. I'm talking about when you're a star, like a superstar, like Tiger Woods or David or Sinatra or people like that.
Sure.
You know, they live in a rarefied air. And as time goes by, and especially if you're young and you don't know, you think you're bulletproof. I mean, look at Pete Rose and people like that. You think all of a sudden you don't realize that you're not bulletproof. Now, the other side of this coin is the good, believe it or not, that it can do. This is going to humanize Tiger a lot more, and David, to human beings, to friends, maybe to fans, maybe when Tiger goes. And I'll tell you something else. When you're walking through a big crowd, you know, at a golf tournament or something like that, and somebody's going to want an autograph or have their kid there for an autograph, and you in a hurry go by, you don't think that the guy's going to holler something about, "If I was a cocktail waitress, you'd sign it," or something. You know what I mean? I mean, they're going to have to humble themselves. It's going to humble them whether they like it or not. And maybe it'll humanize them a lot more, too, you know.
You know, you became a regular on the Tonight Show, and, of course, you toured with Frank Sinatra. Boy, I tell you, that had to be, just hanging with that superstar had to be quite of an experience.
Yeah, I toured with him 14 years in 45, wow. 50 cities a year, and we, you know, and he became a friend. And we, you know, I was a pallbearer at his funeral, and I spoke at his funeral. But he was an amazing, in a lot of ways, like an athlete. He, you know, Vince Lombardi once said, "Practice doesn't make perfect; perfect practice makes perfect."
That's right.
And when you watch Frank rehearse or anything like that, he knew everybody's job. He knew every musician's job. He knew his, and you better know yours. When you toured with him, everybody better know their job because he knew his. You want to party? He'd party with you all night long. He'd drink all of you under the table. You know, he stayed out till dawn every night. He never went to bed till the sun came up. His whole life, whether we were on the road or not. But when it came showtime, and then everybody, he considered every performance a command performance. That's why we wore tuxedos. He believed that every night was a command performance, and he always said, we owe the fans one thing, and one thing only, the best possible show we can do when they put their hard-earned dollars down to see us. That's what we owe them. And he meant it, you know.
Tom, I heard someone say that Sammy Davis was the best performer out of the Rat Pack, Dean Martin had the best voice, but Frank Sinatra just had the personality and could do it all.
Well, you know, you got to remember, Frank was an extraordinary talent. He was a brilliant actor, won the Academy Award. You know, he never took an acting lesson. He was a brilliant actor. He also danced with Gene Kelly in several movies. And then he sang. Steve Lawrence once said, you know, you ruined it for all the rest of us. He was perfection. He really was in his day. Sammy was a parade. You know, I toured with Sammy 3 years as his opening act, and I did the Dean Martin roast, and I knew Dean and played golf with Dean, and I thought the world of him. But there was none like Frank, and they both knew that. You know, they both had their own grand styles, but they both knew that Frank was the diamond in the rough, you know.
Isn't it interesting how you've got certain individuals, and you can see it in the athleticism when certain individuals or entertainers, that when they say showtime or, you know, lights on, you know, it just, they bring it to a whole different level. I don't care how they're feeling, you know, might be a little hungover or whatever, tired, but when it says showtime, damn, they just get up and do it.
Yeah, I was fortunate to study under those guys, to tour with Sammy, to tour with Frank Dean, and to work with him in all those years. So that's the way I approach the show, the same way. I will have a lot of fun with you. I mean, we'll listen. In fact, that's what I enjoy the most. But when it's showtime, you don't think that I'm not prepared. I am. I'm prepared, and I tell all young comedians that, to plan your work and then work your plan. Because I'm prepared, I can ad-lib within the confines of that. You know?
How many women threw themselves at Frank?
At me or at Frank?
You wanted the leftovers, I'm sure.
I was lucky. When I toured with him, you know, I mean, I toured with him. He was in love with Barbara and married to Barbara. But even still, I mean, you know, because he was who he was. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's why he had security around him all the time, you know. But the funny thing about our business, or in athletics, you can go through school as the biggest nerd in school, and you couldn't. As I say, you couldn't get lucky in a woman's prison with a fistful of pardons, you know. But when you become a celebrity of a sort, all of a sudden, you know, you can't
change.
Believe it.
That's right.
Look at the guy married to Sandra Bullock. I mean, Jesse James.
God! Jesse James,
he's
man.
Got a face even his mother couldn't love.
Holy cow.
Hey, how about the mass murderers that go to prison and all of a sudden gorgeous women want to marry them? You know,
unbelievable.
Mass murderers, you know.
You know, it was kind of like you were to Frank Sinatra, like Steve the Caddy was with Tiger Woods to a certain degree. And I'm sure, you know, I mean, it's like us, you know, athletes. There's that bottom line ethic code that goes on when you travel. I mean, that's just life, and that's the way it is. And boy, oh boy, I mean, the you know, but you know, it's like Tony Mandarich that we had on earlier in the show. He, you know, he finally came out clean. He says he got up and he admitted and so forth. Now Tiger is blogging on his website, doing it that way. Who knows if he's writing or his publicist is writing it. But do you think he should, you know, get up in front of the cameras and lights and say, "Hey, look, I'm wrong, and I'm going to fix it, and then move forward"? What do
look
you
at
think,
David
Tony?
Letterman. Get out in front of the
That's
news.
That's right.
David's a stand-up, not a stand-up comedian. He's a broadcaster, and he knew immediately, get out in front of the news. And what did he do the second day? He knew that they were going to come at him and say, "Wait a minute, you did jokes about Bill Clinton. You did jokes about the governor of South Carolina.
And here you are."
And so what does he do? He walks out the second day, and he said, "You know, the governor from South Carolina." Oh, can't go there. He said, "You know, that Bill Clinton, I can't go there either. You know, and he did a couple of jokes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, Sarah Palin's daughter, he said, I can't go there. And the audience laughed because he knew that you got to stay out in front of it. And Tiger is going to have to, too. He's going to have to eat some crow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the key is that you humiliated, you know, you or I can have indiscretions and maybe your neighbors don't know about your family. The whole world knows about it. Those women were publicly humiliated. So now they've got to deal with that. You know, can she rise above that?
You're speaking about his wife.
His wife.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
He's got to do what he did. You've got to come out and publicly ask for forgiveness because you're a public figure.
That's
and
right.
And you made her a public figure.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about Tiger. He's got that golf tournament for his foundation this weekend. He pulled out already. He's got to come out. Even if he doesn't play, he's got to be at that tournament basically smoothing the sponsors and basically saying, listen, I made a mistake, like you said, and I'm here to make money for my foundation, and I think he'll get a lot of respect if he does that. But if he sits there and hides, he's got major problems.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind that he publicly humiliated her, and so she's going to, you know, he's going to have to apologize to her publicly as well. And also, if she can rise above this, chances are they'll have a great marriage. But if she can't, then, you know, then you got to man up and pull out because you're creating a hostile environment for your children.
She yeah. couldn't chase him with the frying pan, so she grabbed the golf club, I guess.
But, you know, I don't think she hit him at all. He says on his website she did not hit him, and that's wrong, that he did receive his injuries from the car accident. But, you know, that I'm fine with that, you know. With, you know. My ex-wife, God rest her soul, she's not dead. I just wish God would rest her soul. That was a joke, guys.
My producer was talking in my ear. Go ahead.
I said, my ex-wife, God rest her soul. She's not dead. I just wish God would rest her soul.
Oh.
I forgot her name. Oh, yeah, it was Plaintiff. That was her name.
She's on the checks every month.
Yeah.
How about our Cubs here? New owners. Are they going to win something now?
Yeah. They're probably going to win the lottery maybe or something. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Every year, you know, we go through this torture. And every year, you know, Jesus said to the Cubs, don't do anything till I get back.
Hey, Tommy, you get a few seventh inning stretches here.
I sing every year. I sing taking up to the ball game.
Yep. Yeah.
And because I've been a Cub fan since I was a little boy, and I just root for them all the time, and I love them, and I love Wrigley Field. It's the greatest place to spend an afternoon, and when you're in Chicago, I mean, all of that. But I just, there are less suicides among Cub fans than any other fans in baseball, because
okay.
we have something every year we wake up and say, maybe this is the year. My biggest fear is that if the Cubs ever win the World Series, that the following day, 20,000 people will leap off the top of the Tribune Tower, because what's the point, you know?
I wish Milton Bradley would.
Yeah, well, maybe have him strapped onto it, yeah.
Oh,
well, they, you know what?
Cow.
You know what? Remember a song that Oscar Brown Jr. had about a woman trying to go into a cabin, and there was a snake outside freezing in the cold, freezing, and he was begging her, take me in. And so she took him in, and when the snake thawed out, he bit her. And she was mad, and the snake said, hey, you knew I was a snake when you took me in, you know. So you remember that song?
A lot of truth to that.
Yeah,
you're right.
There's a lot of truth. When people say, I couldn't believe, well, he tried to tell you for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Came to our golf outing a couple of times, too, bringing up golf previously, the Unico golf outing for Chicago West Suburban. I loved when you entertained there.
Sure. Well, you know, whenever I did because I'm Italian. I'm Irish, Italian, and Catholic. You can never admit that on any talk show when you're a comedian or a singer, because then the rest of your life, every Irish, every Italian, and every Catholic organization who doesn't have a dime calls on you, you know. They always say.
Yeah.
In Chicago, what they say is, We gotta do this show. We need a show real bad, and we don't have one penny for entertainment. And somebody will say, let's call Tom Dreesen.
Let's call Tom.
I'm sure Jack's called you many a times.
Yeah. Jack, well. You're talking Cerrone?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Sure. I did the shows for them for years, you know.
Who could drink more, Sinatra or Cerrone back in the day?
Well, Frank drank Harry Carey under the table one night. We stayed up till dawn with Harry Carey, so Frank was a pro, you know. Frank drank only Jack Daniels, and he could drink them all under the table, you know.
Is that what Frank's drink of choice was?
That was it.
Jack?
That was so slowly it, yeah. I mean, that's all but he didn't chug a lug or anything. He'd sip it. He liked hanging out. He was a hangout guy.
Love the hangout.
Well, you know, all the athletes on our tour, you know, Celebrity Players Tour, you know, we've got, mostly athletes. The thing is, after the round of golf, it's the hanging out afterward that is fun.
That's the fun part.
You know, that's the fun. Yeah. And not absolutely. That you might have a sip of beer or drink a beer, but it's the hanging out and the stories that you hear. if I could repeat some of those stories, I would love to have a show called Hanging Out with Tom Dreesen. I created it years ago. I could never get it off the ground, but it would just be a recreation of hanging out with Raleigh Fingers and Jim McMahon and Mike Schmidt and Mario
Lemieux
and John Elway and Dan Marino. I mean, the stories they tell that the fans have never heard are wonderful stories. Yeah. You know,
I would say probably in my memory bank, those are the best.
Can't tell them on the air.
A round of golf at those celebrity golf outings, it's just absolutely incredible. Hey, Tom, so you're going to be at the December 12th. You're going to be at the
Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois.
St. Charles, great community out there. I look forward to having you out there. And hey, Tom, as always, a privilege to have you on. And thanks for coming on at short notice. And good luck with that. And what you're doing down there in California. And I look forward to seeing you next summer at the Illinois Fathers Institute.
Yeah, well, in the golf tournament, we have September 13, 14, 15, Illinois Father Institute, the Tom Dreesen Celebrity Golf Tournament. I'm bringing in 50 celebrities to Bolingbrook Golf
Bowling
Course.
Brook Country Club.
Yeah, one of our sponsors.
One of our sponsors.
Well,
there you go.
And Roger, Claire, and all the people out there are going to get behind it.
Okay.
We're going to do it for Illinois Fatherhood Institute, and we're going to have a great time.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Okay,
thank
guys.
All right, Tom. Take care.
Talk soon. Take care.
All right. This is the Barely Legal Show. David Spada. I'm Robin Earle. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Hi, this is former Chicago Bear Robin Earle. For 7 seasons, you watched me play for the beloved every weekend. Now I empower people's lives every day with my Liberty Chicago team and strive for health, wealth, and happiness. To stay involved in sports, I coach youth football camps and started, believe it or not, a sports talk show called Barely Legal. Join me and my partner, attorney David Spada, as we talk sports, legal issues, have interviews with current and former players, and a whole lot more.
Hey, Robin, give me a chance to talk. Can I get a word in?
Take it easy.
For years, I've been helping SCORE listeners with all their legal issues, traffic violations, personal injury matters, whether on the job or in a car accident, real estate, and more. If you need any of these, call me, attorney David Spada, today at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. I'll bail you out like I did my partner here. And also, catch what a former Chicago Bear has to say or grab some legal expertise by logging on to 670thescore.com today and listen to our show, Barely Legal.
Have you ever read something or saw something and in the back of your mind you're saying to yourself, wow? Hi, Robin Earle here, and let me introduce you to the most explosive revolution ever in the telecommunications industry. On September 1st, Liberty International is launching their very own WOW mobile wireless phone service. WOW's unlimited everything is exactly what it says. Unlimited data transfer, unlimited internet, unlimited voice, unlimited text, unlimited emailing, and unlimited calls anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, all for a flat rate of $79.95 a month. There are no taxes, no contracts, no credit checks, and no fine print. Add just $10 to the plan, and you're able to call 40 international countries absolutely free. If you're like me and want to take it to the next level and have everything you want without the bill, then all you have to do is refer 3 clients to Liberty's WOW wireless service, and your mobile service is absolutely free. Wow! Not only is my home digital phone service free, but now my mobile phone service is free. Wow! That's awesome! For more information about Liberty International's phone service and the incredible opportunity it provides, call me at 847-276-0671. Again, 847-276-0671, or visit my website, robinearle.net. Look forward to hearing from you.